Finally, the GST. The revenue from the increase in GST will go towards supporting our healthcare expenditure and to take care of our seniors. In fact, the GST revenue by itself will not be sufficient to cover our additional healthcare spending. And further, as I shared earlier, other areas of social spending are rising too. And this is why we need not only the GST increase, but also the changes to personal income tax, property tax, and vehicle tax, which I just announced. Where the timing of GST is concerned, I have carefully considered the overall situation, the ongoing pandemic, the state of our economy, and the outlook for inflation. Our revenue needs are pressing, but I also understand the concerns that Singaporeans have about the GST increase taking place at the same time as rising prices. I have therefore decided to delay the GST increase to 2023 and to stagger the increase over two steps. The first increase will take place on 1st January 2023 from 7 to 8%, and the second increase on 1st January 2024 from 8 to 9%. I want to assure all Singaporeans that we will continue to implement the GST in our unique Singaporean way, with features and schemes that support the less well-off. I will continue to absorb GST on publicly subsidised healthcare and education. I will provide town councils with an additional $15 million per year to absorb the additional GST payable on service and conservancy charges. I will not increase government fees and charges for 1 year from 1st January 2023. This will apply to license fees as well as fees charged by government agencies for the provision of services. And this includes school fees, ITE and polytechnic fees, and charges in public car parks. To address concerns that businesses could use GST as a cover to raise prices, the government will stand up a committee against profiteering. The committee will be chaired by Minister of State for Trade and Industry, Ms. Low Yen Ling.